Now, for over 25 years, women all over Ireland competed to win the Housewife of the Year. The contest started in 1968 and ran up until the mid-90s. It was broadcast on RTE from 1982 and also showed the competitors in their own homes. Well, now a documentary featuring some of those former contestants is airing. It's on at the IFI this weekend. It's directed by Ciarán Cassidy, who joins us on the line. But before we speak to Ciarán, here's a taster of the documentary.
Over 1,000 entries for the competition this year.
Judged on their abilities to budget effectively and to prepare a simple meal.
This is Bernie's beef. Just have it.
I told you we met some fascinating and attractive and lovely and talented women around this country this year.
It sounds alien now to the younger people. Housewife. But it was huge.
I always think of it as a time when you're a full-time housewife, mother of five children, and this is kind of like a day out of that.
Life was laid down for women to be married and have children.
Expected to be tied to the kitchen sink, as one would say, and expected to be dependent on their husbands.
Where did you meet your husband? What does your husband do for a living?
How did you meet your husband, Don?
And Ciarán Cassidy, as I say, joins us now on the line. Ciarán, as I think one of the contestants said there, you know, it does sound alien to many people now, but it was very, very popular. Why did you decide to make this documentary?
We were always kind of looking for ways to tell stories. And when we were looking at the show, we thought that it would be a great way to explore how the state treated Irish women over that period of time, due to the huge amount of archive that existed. But we weren't sure if there was enough archive and if the women themselves, because the only people who could really tell this story are the people who took part in this show. And we were interested in exploring the gap between what people saw on Housewife of the Year on TV and what the reality was in their day-to-day lives. So when we were just doing the development of this project, the first person we recorded with, filmed with, when I went into her house, she said to me, oh, when I was on stage, I didn't want to win. And you're the first person I've ever told about this. And she said that I was so worried because I had my first child out of wedlock and I thought it would be in the papers and I would be, you know, vilified. And I think then when we were starting, we knew that we had something special and it was a unique way to be able to explore and tell women's stories through the backdrop of the show that existed and that was very alive in people's imagination.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, so have all sorts of stories then emerged while you went around the country talking to women about their experiences?
Yeah, like we contacted all the women that were in the show, and it was kind of a slow, laborious process with myself and producer Maria Horgan. And then I would have called over to people's houses and we did audio recordings. But what emerges was, a very big gap between what people would see on the TV screen and what the reality was. So there were stories of marriage bars, lack of contraception, the Magdalene laundries. One woman who we talked to, she told a story of going to getting a camera as a gift and then taking photographs with her friends. Some of them were male, some of them were female, but they were kind of just rough housing, having fun. And the photos were developed by the pharmacist. And the pharmacist saw these photos and went to the priest, and that girl was sent to the Magdalene laundries. So she was then appearing many years later on Housewife of the Year. And that story wasn't talked about when she was on stage, but we felt it was interesting to be able to talk with her about that story afterwards. So it's kind of looking at that generation of women. And there was a lot of them who, you know, when you're looking at that time, the minute they got married, they had to give up their jobs in the civil service. So it was a very, very different Ireland then. And they faced a very, very different set of circumstances.
Ciarán, many thanks for joining us on the line to tell us about it. And just briefly, actually, it's on at the IFI this weekend, but is there, will everybody be able to see it over the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, it's sold out in the IFI this weekend. It was part of the Great Doc Fest there. But it is being released in cinemas in November the 22nd. I think it's launched in the Kerry Film Festival, but it will be in cinemas nationwide on November the 22nd.
All right, well, we'll look forward to it. Ciarán, thank you very much indeed for joining us.